Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it, man. Today is a day to be happy. All you negative Nancys and Debbie Downers, back off, man, for a night. Can we at least be happy about where we are? Yankee fans, Met fans, diehard fans, fair weather fans, casual fans. The deadline is over. Last night I thought the Mets won. They continued. I woke up this morning thinking that the Yankees might say, we're good. We're good. We got help on the way. We've got some guys coming back. We don't need to do any more. That's enough. No. And I was on the Twitter machine, the Elon Musk machine X, kind of stirring the pot, like, hey, Cash said he was going to town. What town are you talking about? Midtown? Nah, we went uptown. The Yankees are up. The Mets are up. And if you were up last night, I talked about how important the trade deadline is to add difference makers. How the teams that win championships, they don't stand pat. They don't say we're good. This is the last chance you have to improve your team for the rest of the baseball season. You'll be kicking yourself if you don't stack the deck, if you don't try. Injuries are going to happen. Some players are going to fold. Some players are just old, and they're going to fall off. I'm so happy that Brian Cashman did his job. 888-808-1019. We are extremely critical of Brian Cashman. Some of you start your calls hating on Brian Cashman, and I get it, right? The Yankees are in a drought. We haven't won a World Series in 16 years, but they were in the World Series last year. And I know we give them no credit for that because of how they lost and the fact that they lost, right? You don't celebrate losing. We don't celebrate the American League pennant. But Brian Cashman made moves at this deadline like he's got plans on going back there. This was one of the best deadlines in years. If not the best, we'll see how it plays out. And they didn't wait till deadline day. They got some work done early, but then what I tell you last night, Cashman waits till the buzzer sounds. At the buzzer, bang, Camilo Duvall. I say, hey, yo, wait, I thought we were done. Jose Caballero, Jake Bird, David Bednar, on top of Amed Rosario, Austin Slater, Ryan McMahon, and happy trails to Carlos Carrasco and Oswald Peraza. 888-808-1019. We'll talk all about it. We'll talk all about it. Because there are so many players now for Aaron Boone to put in the lineup. to pinch hit for, to call out of that bullpen, and there's a lot of questions. And I've got no gripes with Brian Cashman today. I see you, Cash. Straight Cash, homie. And Cash, we trust. Did what he had to do, did his part. So you can get off his back. He did what he had to do at this deadline. And you know what he did? He flexed on the league. I always talk about how there are 29 teams versus the New York Yankees. It's hard for him. I always talk about how there's a Cashman tax. I do also talk about him going clearance rack, bargain bin hunting. But you know what he did at this deadline? He said, nah. Listen, fellas, I'm not giving up any of my guys. People talked about, oh, we should sell. I don't know who was talking about that. Sell Cody Bellinger. Yeah, right. Sell Trent Grisham. No thanks. Trade the Martian, Jason Dominguez. Nah, not after the performance last night. Who else? Oh, maybe we consider trading Devin Williams. No. Paul Goldschmidt. No, we're going to need that guy to scoop some ground balls and maybe, you know, we give him some rest, spell him, he can turn it back. Who else was on the trading block from this team? George Lombard Jr., Spencer Jones. No. Not giving him up. You can get Rock Riggio. You can get Rafael Flores, who I had on the fan. I think it was July 17th or 18th. We'll play a cut from that interview. You know, you can get some of these prospects that we're not really going to miss. Guys that you barely got to know. Maybe if you went to Somerset, you saw some of them. Maybe if you went to Scranton, you saw some of them. It's about pushing this team further this year because we are in a championship window that's closing. Now, there's a question mark around Aaron Judge, right? I think you make moves like this because you don't know when Aaron Judge is coming back and what version of Aaron Judge you're getting. But, hey, as much as I love Judgy and as much as I said this needs to be the year that Judge breaks through, Cashman just used the years past where Judge is half of himself in the postseason and said, let's make plans to do this without Judge this year. If we got him, good. Because we've had Judge fully healthy, and he's done nothing but strike out, not be clutch in the postseason. That's all we hear, right? Oh, Judge dropped the pop-up. Okay, so stack the deck around this team. You have hitters. You have a lot of hitters. You have a lot of left-handed hitters now. And you know what? Now this bullpen is revamped in a way that I didn't actually imagine. Better than I was actually hoping. It is what it is. And help is on the way. Luis Gil comes back this weekend. Ryan Yarbrough will be back. You can move a Cam Schlittler into the bullpen. You can kind of figure some things out. And I just heard Aaron Boone speaking, and I'm still collecting notes. Today was a crazy day. There's so much to unpack. Stay with us, folks. You got me until midnight. We will talk about the Knicks. We will talk about the NFL. We will talk all about the trade deadline and the other teams in Major League Baseball that took a step forward today. But yeah, I just saw Aaron Boone say that Devin Williams is the closer. Nope. I saw Lowe put that ball up there on the third deck. Nope. Because now you have multiple guys that could get those last three outs. So we don't have to have this anxiety of, oh my God, Devin Williams, it's always an adventure. What version of the airbender are we going to get or not get? They made the trade for him in the offseason. They tried to make it work. It worked some. It didn't work as well as we'd like. Now we have some other options. Luke Weaver as well. Luke Weaver was cool last year. Luke Weaver's not the same guy. We're not locked into that. You can keep the Star Wars effects and the Luke Weaver entrance and the and all that, whatever. Now we got some new guys. I don't know what their entrances are, but we're going to find out. David Bednar, Jake Bird, Camilo Duvall, 888-808-1019. We needed bullpen repair. And when I was on last night till 2 a.m., I was worried because I'm like, hey, the resources are drying up. Duran has gone to the Phillies. You know, Cashman, like, help us. Mason Miller last night, we heard A.J. Preller and the Padres were hot on his trail. They get him. And I was, you know, kind of worried that, like, hey, they were going to stand pat and say, you know what, we've got enough at home. And they did not. I even think that Brian Cashman looked across town and he saw what the Mets did and said, I'm not going to let the Mets have a better deadline than me. This is David Stern's second year around here. Nope. Wait for it. But great job. I talked about last night with the Mets. David Stearns is working and lurking. For a while, he was massaging that bullpen with the Dickie Love ladies and the Davinskys and Zach Pops. And Rico Garcia, who's still hanging around. He sent Brazobon packing, and man, he punched it yesterday with the Tyler Rogers acquisition. And it seemed like he gave up a lot because he gave up two major leaguers and a widely known prospect. But one man's trash is another man's return for Tyler Rogers. A submarining, sidewinding, a guy you can count on in that Mets bullpen. And then when the Phillies did counter and get Yoan Duran, it felt like a punch. It felt like the Phillies said, we're going to counter. We'll give up two of our top 10 prospects. And we're going to counter the Mets. The Mets and the Phillies jockeying for position. Okay, we're going to get a guy under control. You get a guy that's a rental, we're going to get a guy under control. And then David Stern says, well, how about this, Major League Baseball? Hells bells, Ryan Helsley. Awesome. The combination of Tyler Rogers, Ryan Helsley, and Edwin Diaz for that Mets bullpen with those LED lights and what they turn Citi Field into and SNY cameras, Mets fans are going to love it at the end of the game. And then, I mean, the guys that you do have, like Ryan Stanek, I think Ryan Stanek yesterday made a joke about, I guess I'm pitching the fourth inning. And it's obviously known that the Mets starters don't go deep into games and they're struggling in that regard. I know there are some Mets fans that are probably saying, hey, we need to get a starter. The Yankees needed to get a starter too. But you know what? In modern day baseball, you watched the Dodgers last year beat y'all with a bullpen game. You watched the Dodgers beat the Yankees in the World Series. The only game the Yankees were able to win was a bullpen game. Expect some bullpen games. Expect these managers to have to cook and work. Also, Gregory Soto was added. So when you add Gregory Soto, Ryan Helsley, Tyler Rogers, to Edwin Diaz, to Reed Garrett, to Ryan Stanek, like, the Mets bullpen is solid now. You survived all those days of these random guys coming in and out of the game that nobody knew. And now it's time to lock in. 888-808-1019. Both the Mets and the Yankees did enough at the deadline to make you feel good about them getting back to where they were last year, potentially further. Be happy today. Cedric the Entertainer, you got a center fielder. Don't cry about, oh, he can't hit, he's not much of an upgrade. Yes, he is. And you know what? He's coming from Baltimore. He hates the Yankees. You guys are going to love him. You're going to love that guy. That guy is going to patrol center field, and I bet you he comes up clutch lower in that lineup. And you know what? After this shakeup, shaking the room, after, you know, Jose Buto is crying and giving hugs, that type of stuff, hits the team, and Pete Alonso will wake his ass up. Lindor, the captain, supposed to be, will wake up. Juan Soto will probably be in the lineup. Ice up, son. He'll be all right. And the guys that you pay that money to hit, to carry you offensively, they will do their part. And then the baby Mets. You didn't give up any of the baby Mets. You didn't give up any of these young guys. That's a win. David Stern says, no thanks. I'm good. These guys are playing. And I told you the plan was to see what these guys could do. I want to see them the rest of the way and in the postseason. We know about Mark Vientos last year. Can he do it again? Ronnie Mauricio, really good-looking young player. Brett Beatty has come through multiple times this year. And Luis Angel Acuna, fastest guy on the team, can play multiple positions. You saw him in the outfield. Like, they didn't give up their young guys. The Mets are in position to rock with this National League. And obviously the Yankees are definitely in position to fight for the American League East and win the AL pennant and go back to the World Series. It's a night to be happy about that. There are other teams in baseball that sold. There are other contenders that did not have the same type of return as we have in New York. I know you guys just love to complain, and I complain too. You listen to my show, I'm complaining a lot. After the Yankees don't know how many outs there are throwing the ball into the dirt, can't score. But like they won today, 7-4. Long-ass rain delay. We'll talk about that game too. We'll look ahead to Miami as the Yankees go down there and the Mets come back and face the Giants, who they just sent a couple players to. We'll look around baseball because I think the Padres, AJ Preller, he said to hell with them picks, went all the way in at this deadline. I also think, bum, 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 the Houston Astros, who will be the next team that the Yankees host. Yeah, they brought Carlos Correa back and made some other moves. They're ready to play too. The Chicago Cubs made some moves. The Phillies made some moves. So did the Toronto Blue Jays. So it's going to be fun, man. If you like baseball, baseball is in a great place after today's trade deadline. My guy Scott Braun will join me at 9:15-ish in about 2 hours, 9:10, 9:15-ish. He hosts Foul Territory, the best baseball podcast in the game, formerly of MLB Network. He'll chop it up with me around 9:10, 9:15. And I'm taking calls all night with your thoughts, your reaction. You know, what does this mean for the bullpen with the Yankees and the Mets? What does this mean for the rest of the season? We'll look at the schedule, too. The Yankees' schedule, their schedule's going to soften up, man. It's right there. I told y'all, do not get off the roller coaster. Do not quit on this team. It is not time to quit on this team. I'm too old to be giving away baseball seasons. I'm not built like that. And for you Met fans, like, you have dreamed of having an owner that spends like this and a president of baseball operations that moves like this. You have more than enough talent to contend in the National League and get out of the NLCS and maybe back to the World Series. And all we want here is a parade. And I'm not going to even talk about the you know versus you know. But if we do somehow get there, like I said, so be it, because it'll guarantee us a parade. Both teams in New York anteed up today on trade deadline day to shore up their teams to get to where they got to go. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We got to go to break. 888-808-1019. Call me up. KM to AM returns right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you're now rocking with the best. This is going to be a fun night. Let's celebrate. Let's be happy. Let's talk about all the things that went on today in baseball, the trades, and the new players on the Mets and the Yankees. The games are done, and I got you till 12. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I call this KM to AM, streaming live on my YouTube channel, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, and taking calls at 888-808-1019. Now, you know, in the chat, I was just talking about Cashman. Put respect on his name, bro. As much as y'all slander the man's name, put respect on his name today. As many jokes as we made about going to town, and I made the joke about going to Midtown, that like this deadline might be super mid, I also told you, hey, taper your expectations, lower your expectations. If you don't set yourself up for failure, you can't be disappointed. And I think that's a good way to be, because I wasn't expecting too much. And as the moves happened today, I was like, count it. So some guys got to go, but I say this all the time, iron sharpens iron. As a former athlete, I just know being around other athletes and competing, it brings out the best in you. Going through the motions doesn't do it. Being comfortable doesn't do it. Like, no accountability doesn't do it. So Cashman did his job. I'm getting to Aaron Boone next. It's time, Booney. You're going to be tested with how you fill out this lineup, how you pinch hit guys, how you pull guys from the game. Enough already. You know, this week I said, are the Yankees going to fix this? And then watching the game last night, Volpe spikes the ball. Wells doesn't know how many outs are. I thought about that still all day today. How are you in the game? There's millions of people watching. Anyway. Like, it's time to hold people accountable, because now you have veterans in that clubhouse. You got new guys in that it adds a new energy in the Yankee clubhouse. These guys are bright-eyed. Jose Caballero's like, who, me? They picked me? These guys are coming from some of them, trash teams. This is not the Colorado Rockies, Jake Bird and Ryan McMahon. This is not the White Sox, Austin Slater. This is not the Nationals, Amed Rosario. This is not the Pirates, David Bednar. You're about to be on the main stage with the reigning American League champions. Play your ass off. Compete. And you know what? Some of you other guys that have gotten so comfortable in those pinstripes, so used to being out there every day, that's not promised to you. The best are going to play, because it's time to win. It's time to make a push for this division and make a push for the postseason and getting back to the Fall Classic. 888-808-1019. Bob is in Deal, New Jersey, a great place down the shore. What's up, Bob?
Yeah, what's up? When I was watching the game the other day, I see that Cody Bellinger, I think personally, is the key to the World Series. Because, first of all, he's been to the World Series, and the way he's hitting right now is not like the Yankees I've been seeing the last 8 years, 9 years I was watching baseball. He's getting on base. He's hitting the ball outside of the zone, hitting for average, not just all or nothing Yankees baseball.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's doing when he's on the Cubs, because when I watched him on the Cubs,
if he didn't get that high fastball, he wasn't hitting anything. Now he's taking pitches out of the zone, getting his triples. I'm seeing every night he's getting triples. And then Ryan McMahon is getting on base all the time. This is different type of Yankee baseball than we're
absolutely
used to.
Absolutely. Cody Bellinger is a guy that is postseason proven. He's had his struggles too, but I feel like this year in the Yankee pinstripes, the stage is not going to be too big for him. He obviously had some down years, obviously moving away from L.A. to Chicago. He said it himself, he tweaked some things, he changed some things, but like, I've been chanting MVP this week at the stadium for Cody Bellinger. He does it in the field. He does it at the plate. He's clutch. And, yeah, he could be a real key here, regardless of what version of Judge we get back. I'm putting this message out, and thanks for the call, Bob. I love Judge. I was rooting for him to win the Triple Crown MVP this year. It is about the team. The same way I love Volpe, I'm rooting for him. It is about the franchise, the organization. It is not about one guy. Judge has failed in October so much. I feel like this year, Cashman said, let's plan for that. In the event that Aaron Judge can't carry us, because he hasn't, right, as we expected him to do in 2022, as we expected him to do in 2024, let's add some other bats to this lineup. Let's add some other players to this lineup with experience that can hit and that can get it done. We have that now. We have that now. I'm in a good place mentally with this Yankees team. I really am. And I feel like let's stay there for at least tonight, because obviously the games will come back on. They could lose the series to the Marlins and we're going to be like, what the? But like, you have to look at what they did to revamp this team. And they are analytically driven, right? They looked at their own numbers of how they've played from March to July. And they went out and they addressed those needs. And nobody's going to just play anymore because we believe in them. Nobody's just going to play anymore because, oh, they're elite. No, show us every day. No jobs are safe. The best have to play. It is bigger than one guy. It is bigger. It is about the team. It is about the fan base. It is about the New York Yankees getting back to the World Series and winning it. And the same thing goes for the Mets. They have a lot of talent. They have a lot of guys. The best are going to play. It's business. It's not personal. Josh is up in the Bronx where the Yankees just finished playing. What's up, Josh?
That's awesome, baby. I'm telling you. Look, so you already told me, you know, you already answered what I told your producer, you know, how you think they did, you know, and everything else, the Mets and the Yankees. We're going to have to wait and see, Keith. But I'm telling you, man, I'm excited for this because the new guys are going to push the ones that have been on the team, not saying Yankees. They're going to have to produce, and you know you want that World Series, baby. Thank you for taking my call. It's awesome.
Thanks for the call, Josh. You know, we can't get to the World Series tonight. It's July 31st. We've gotten to the trade deadline, and we've been talking about the trade deadline for months. It is now over. It could be a way different feeling if we didn't get all of these players on both sides. Tonight could have been a night to be like, they didn't do enough. We still have this hole and that hole. It's not going to. I am more than content. And I think all New York baseball fans are more than content. I was listening in on the Rico Bronya last night. I was listening in on some Mets spaces last night. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. I know more about this version of the Mets than any version of the Mets I've ever known. And David Stearns pushed the chips in. Steve Cohen talks World Series, and if you talk World Series, how do you get to a deadline and not move like you're trying to win the World Series? They did. The Dodgers, for the most part, every year go for it. They had a quieter deadline. They still made some marginal moves, but, I mean, the Dodgers, all they have to do is get healthy. All they have to do is get healthy and get all their deferred money players back. Yeah, the Yankees and the Mets don't have all of that. The Yankees and the Mets had to make moves to fortify their rosters, their lineups, their bullpens, and I think they have. And what I'm very impressed with is that they did it without giving up anyone that really hurts the fan base. I don't think there was one.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Game where fans were like, Spencer Jones, I wasn't trying to give up Brandon Sproat. Like, it did not happen. It did not happen. So that shows you just the level of GMing. That shows you the level of business that, both sides are operating at. And now it's on the players. The GMs did their jobs. Now it's on the players and the managers to see it through. Zach is in Massapequa on the fan next. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Keith. What's going on? I love your show, dude. I really do.
Thank you.
So I'm a huge Mets fan. I've spoken to you before. I've gone back and forth on Twitter or X, whatever. As a Mets fan, I am ecstatic. We kept Mauricio. We kept Beatty. We kept Vientos, McClain, Tong, Sproat. Everybody, and we still managed to get significantly better. Our bullpen was, from what it was a week ago, one of the worst bullpens in the MLB to now one of the best. I mean, it's just, this was a let's go win the World Series deadline from Stearns. I've never seen it before as a Met fan. In 2015, we got Cespedes. He caught fire, of course. He was an absolute beast, but it wasn't like we really said, let's go win a World Series. The moves we made today, just they give me so much confidence in, Stearns, Cohen. A lot of people were saying, Cohen said 5 years, it wasn't happening. I mean, it still hasn't happened, and this deadline doesn't mean it's going to happen. But it's showing you that they truly, truly want it. I would like to end with one thing. I think both the Mets and the Yankees respectfully won the deadline. Both teams got significantly better. It was an absolutely great day for New York.
Great call, Zach. Yeah. I kind of echoed some of those sentiments about, the Met fan having the owner and the president of baseball operations that are playing with the big boys now. You know you're at the big boy table when you go out and sign the largest contract in the history of sports. But they didn't rest on that. You guys screamed for Pete Alonso to come back. They paid him. I mean, as rough of a patch as he's in, he's still a $30 million man, and he's postseason proven. So is Lindor, and obviously Soto. Get those guys there. You know how you ensure that you get them there? If you don't have the starting rotation to go deep in games, and maybe guys will, right? Maybe Sean Manaea, as he continues to build up, Frankie Montas, maybe they will be able to get you to the 6th, 7th inning. David Peterson had a complete game. You need more out of Clay Holmes. You need more out of Kodai Senga. But you know what? This was a deadline where starting pitching wasn't as available as we thought, right? Joe Ryan, Sandy Alcantara, Dylan Cease, some of those guys that we thought were definitely going to get moved, did not get moved. And so I think you look at Brian Cashman and David Stearns and say, okay, you know, they couldn't go out there. They weren't going to give up anything for Mike Soroka or Nestor Cortez. Shout out to Nestor, who's with the Padres. Like, I'm happy for my guy, Nestor. The Padres anteed up. You know, Merrill Kelly. I'm trying to think of some of the other starting pitchers that got moved. J.P. Sears, who goes to the Padres. You know, those were marginal guys. If they couldn't get a guy that they felt good about, Zach Gallen didn't get moved. Right. If they couldn't get a guy that they thought they could hand the ball to for game one of a postseason series, it's not worth giving up, you know, high prospect capital. So you build the pen, and both of them finessed as far as giving up not really anything you're going to miss for high leverage relievers. I love watching postseason baseball when it gets tense and it gets tight like that, and we're going in a bullpen. And one of these guys is coming out that you know is going to throw gas, swing and miss. It's going to be fired up. And then here in the stadium, when you get that strikeout, Yankee Stadium, PC Richardson, whoa, like, let's go. We have that. You know, I already talked about Citi Field, what they do for Edwin Diaz. You think that place is not going to rock when Ryan Helsley comes out to Hell's Bells? Of course it is. Of course it is. And I just think, you know, high tide raises all ships type of stuff. Like, you bring in more players that are of a certain layer level. Everybody is like, they got to play up. They shook up both clubhouses. I think for the Mets, you know, this upcoming month of August, I was talking about it last night. I think there's almost like 20 home games. You got the Giants, the Guardians, the Braves, the Mariners, the Phillies, the Marlins. Like, they just revamped your bullpen and added another bat to the lineup where, you know, guys got to wake up. Obviously, you know, the big money guys, the Fab Four, the Met Quartet, you know, the Flushing Four. But, like, pitching, you can never have enough pitching. So now, if your starting rotation isn't going, you know, deeper than the fourth, fifth inning, you probably are excited to get to the bullpen. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Lee in Westwood, New Jersey. Hello, Lee.
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you, I think we didn't I'll call him Mr. Cashman now. I've been his biggest critic, but I'll tell you, he deserves a lot of credit today. And I don't think we even gave enough credit for the biggest move of the day, which was finding somebody to take Peraza. So good for him.
My joke was, I was like, what did they give up? I'm like, you know, the Angels traded a pair of signed Mike Trout cleats for Oswald Peraza.
Yeah, right. I mean, he got something for him, too. And the other thing that I don't think we've talked about, that we've heard very much, is all of the relievers that he got today are all controllable past this year. So when Williams leaves as a free agent, you're going to have a closers type there for next year and
Luke
beyond.
Luke Weaver, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great job in that sense as well. So, you know, I'm really thrilled. And the other thing, too, is bringing Caballero really gives you a lot of versatility because right now, you know, they can call up the catcher, Escara, who they sent down, but Caballero's got options, so he can go to Scranton if they want to do that, or they can keep Caballero on the roster. I don't love Rice being the backup catcher because it limits our options. You know, last night he ran for Rice, and then he didn't have another catcher in late in the game if he wanted to do something with Wells there. So you could add that versatility as well. So it just gives you so many more things to work with, and I thought a brilliant deadline by Mr. Cashman today.
Yes, sir. Mr. Cashman, sir. All respect on the eternal Yankees GM's name. In cash, we trust. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Like, it is, you cannot call me up tonight, and I know you damn sure can't call Big Mac up in the overnight, and talk down on Brian Cashman today. It's not the day for it. It's not the day for it. Now, let's go through some of the players again. Like, Caballero had that slide last night going back to second. And the first thing I thought when they traded for him was, like, hopefully he's not hurt. Obviously, he was there today, so, I mean, he's fine. But Caballero is another utility player. He's got speed. Caballero is a guy that steals a lot of bags. He can be a pinch runner. He could be Manfred's man on second. He could be also someone, if you don't feel like Ahmed Rosario fits this role for you, as I've been speaking of, Jose Caballero can be somebody to push Volpe. No? Because, I mean, I've been screaming for the Yankees to fix this, and I don't expect a 24-year-old kid in year three who's from this area, who loves the team, whose whole family loves the team, that pressure on him. He is him. He grew up to be the shortstop of the Yankees that all of us were practicing in our backyards and at Little League hoping to be. He actually did it. But now he's in this spot where, okay, you got to help him out. You got to help him out. And I think if Ahmed Rosario, who, you know what Yankees Twitter is calling Ahmed Rosario right now? Oh, he's just the vibes guy. He's unk with the vibes. He's got the bald head and the beard. He's just unk vibing with the team, celebrating, partying, hanging out. If we need him, we may need him. But he's just here for the vibes. Caballero, why not spell Volpe and throw him there if you don't want to do that with Ahmed Rosario? I don't know. I don't know what they're cooking up. I'm just throwing out possibilities. Even with Devin Williams, as I told you, Devin Williams, I just was watching the post game in here. It's still on. And I'm still collecting things. It was a crazy day today. I mean, with that storm and then the traffic coming in and then the Yankees restarting that game and then the deadline, you're refreshing Twitter and all this stuff. But, I just saw, they asked Aaron Boone about Devin Williams. Devin Williams, not my closer. That's not locked in. Aaron Boone has to say that, though. Aaron Boone has to say a lot of things. Devin Williams is not locked in as my closer. I have too much trauma already from Devin Williams. I have options now. It is closer by committee, if you ask me. It is a competition for that spot in October because we can't play around. We can't play around. 888-808-1019. And you already know, third base is Ryan McMahon. And what did I tell you about Ryan McMahon? This is not Coors Field. This is not the Colorado Rockies. He's been pretty darn good so far in pinstripes. I think he's going to play well for the Yankees in the postseason. And then when we go around in this outfield, Dominguez is still here. And Dominguez made a great play in left field. And I hope that builds his confidence up where he's less shaky out there on skates and he goes after and attacks the ball. Trent Grisham, they gave a rest day today with the hamstring. I hope they get him all the way right. And he is all the way right, and he's clutch. I know I said trade him a few weeks ago, but as clutch as he is, hitting those home runs to tie the game or take the lead, I'm like, I might need that in October. Cody Bellinger, say less. I don't even have to say anything besides his name. But then you got Austin Slater, who mashes lefties. You've got options if Judge can't return. You also have Giancarlo Stanton here, who is a proven postseason performer. We need Paul Goldschmidt to maybe they got to rest Paul Goldschmidt a little bit more. But we need Paul Goldschmidt at first base defensively, and we need his bat to come alive some as well. Ben Rice, Benny Blanco Arroz. I mean, you saw that home run he hit today. This kid's going to get some opportunities. He didn't get an opportunity last year in the postseason. There's plenty of guys. Austin Wells, wake up, buddy. Wake up. Ben Rice can also catch.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This team is stacked. This team is stacked. 888-808-1019. Richard in Manhattan on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Yanks are playing great. They're 4-2 without Judge. They're playing great.
I mean, the Tampa Bay sucks. They were selling off players all week. We shouldn't have struggled with them at all. I'm glad they were able to take the series. Yeah,
it's all right. We're doing okay. We beat Philly that last game. Was it on Sunday? Who did we beat?
I was there. Yeah, we beat Philly. We avoided the sweep.
Yeah, so we're doing okay. All right, if we can continue this, end up with 90 wins. Listen, whether we have Judge or not, the playoffs are a crapshoot. You know, the Mets, they're 15 games over. A couple of days ago, they were 18 over. They don't have one guy in the starting line, in the whole lineup, hitting over 260. I mean, Lindor.
It's the strangest thing. They're supposed to have one of the better lineups in baseball. I don't know what it is.
And they don't have a pitcher that can go six innings.
And so now they're going to go to that bullpen. They might even play around with some bullpen games. And like I said, I expect that, like, you have seen Juan Soto. You have seen Lindor play at an MVP rate at the end of last year. Alonso, people were talking about as MVP to start this year. Nimmo should have been an all-star last year. Like, those guys are going to come alive at some point and all together.
Keith, Aaron Glenn is the first New York Jet player to become coach. 65 years they've been in existence. I think that's a little strange. But then you look at the Giants. They haven't had one of their own as a coach since Alex Webster in 1969.
Yeah, that's a recent thing in the NFL as far as like Mike Vrabel going back to the Patriots or D'Amico Ryans going to the Texans or Harbaugh going to the Chargers. Like, you know, historically that wasn't a thing.
Right, but all the sports teams in New York, only the Yankees hire their own, really. The Mets, the closest they came was Willie Randolph, and you couldn't even call Willie Randolph a Met. The
Carlos Nets Beltran should have got the opportunity.
Yeah, right. That would have been okay. The Nets with Jason Kidd, and he didn't stay long. The Knicks, I don't know, the last Knick I remembered would be Willis Reed. You know, these guys, these teams don't do it. I don't understand why. One last thing, Keith. Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has said this. I got a take on Russell Wilson. This guy has been the main man on three different teams. He's coming to his fourth team as the starting quarterback. Keith, that's unbelievable. I can only think of one other player in my recollection in the NFL who's done, and I'm not talking about Tyrod Taylor or somebody who started a game here or there or Geno Smith. Again, I'm talking about the main man on this is his fourth team. He's starting opening day if all goes well. So the only guy I can think of in the history of my history at the NFL would be a guy named Norm Snead from the Giants way back in the early 70s. He played for three teams. He was the main man. Then he came to the Giants in the trade for Fran Tarkenton.
I'm thinking myself because the NFL is not for long. Like, if you're not good anymore, there's other quarterbacks. It's hard to bounce around. And I mean, Russell has been good, won a Super Bowl, has been a Pro Bowler. Yeah, and he's still doing it.
He's still doing it, and he's still highly regarded. It's amazing. Nobody talks about it.
It might not be so amazing by week five. We'll see. Wow. Thanks for the call, Richard. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the football later. I did hear Loogie and Morash talking about Terry McLaurin requesting a trade. I know the guys were at Giants camp all day talking to the players, talking to the coaches. We'll get to the football. We got plenty of time. Still freshly coming off of the trade deadline. It hasn't been 2 hours. Still want to hear from more Yankee fan, Met fan reactions and thoughts. I haven't heard anybody yet call up and say, this trade deadline wasn't all that. You know, I'm still looking for this or that, or, you know, they didn't get, this guy. I think right now everybody is smitten. Everybody is content. Everybody's like, hey, you know, that could have been a lot worse. That could have been a lot more disappointing. We're not so disappointed tonight. Let's take a break here. I was about to say, I've been rolling. We should take a break, though. Scott Braun will join us a little bit after 9 o'clock. Reminder, my guy Scott from Foul Territory. We'll chop it up around then and start to, you know, talk about the whole league. But I still want to keep it on the Yankees and the Mets' reaction to the Yankees and the Mets not giving up anybody that you didn't want to part ways with, but bringing in a lot of talent, specifically both teams revamping their bullpens. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
Their fan base, they have agita now. They're a little nervous because of Aaron Judge. But, you know, I just think that there's no way that the Yankees are selling.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess who's back? It me. Your boy Cam on The Fan here. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, taking calls and talking sports. It's that simple. 888-808-1019. Just thinking about the trade deadline and both of these New York teams and last year's trade deadline, both teams have better deadlines this year. And last year, both teams were able to take us on a magic carpet ride to being in the Final Four and then obviously the Yankees in the World Series. And it wasn't that long ago. You know, a lot of the same players, some new players, and I just think we're locked and loaded and we're ready for another one. You know, football is here. I love football too. But, you know, my favorite time of the year is the sports equinox when, you know, football season isn't the first couple weeks, which are glorified preseason. When postseason baseball is starting in October and, you know, the football season is a few weeks in and hockey is starting and basketball preseason is starting, and then you listen to The Fan, and there's so much to talk about. There's so many people calling in, so many different takes and topics. Let's get back to that. Mario, Long Beach, my guy knows what to do. What's up, man?
What's going on? Great show as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, so a little bit about the Yankee trade. I saw, I heard you talking that there was no, you didn't get any input. I really like it. I really like that Caballero guy because, as you know, for years, one of the big obstacle for the Yankees were they always hit a lot of homers during the regular season. But in the playoffs, when you get better pitchers, you're going to hit less homers, and then they have a hard time scoring. They can't score, you know, a run with a bunt and a single. They can't produce their own runs, right? This guy can because he led the league in stolen bases last year, you know?
Yeah, I think.
So you bring him on. What do you think?
I think they saw him right here in person. They also saw the Tampa Bay Rays send Zach Little and Danny Jansen in this series. They're like, okay, you guys are selling. You're literally here. We can talk to you right here. Like, you know, come upstairs. We got a meeting room. And they also saw this week, what was it, the first game or the second game of the series where, you know, Dominguez is stealing bases, Volpe's stealing bases. You're putting pressure on the defense, and it's like, hey, we have to do this. This is a part of the game. And then they added a guy with 34 stolen bases.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really think it's a I think it's a great thing. And, you know, let me just say, I got a time for 20 more seconds.
Yes, you do.
Okay, thank you, buddy. So this is very interesting, you know. I was looking at Volpe's errors. I know his throws are bad, so no, you can't question that. He's got to throw better. There's no doubt about that. But if you look at them, they're all low right at the first base, but not too far to the right, not too far to the left, right? And I looked at them. And then I heard one guy, I think it was Hernandez, the third baseman of the Mets from years ago. He was one of the announcers. He was talking about a play that where the first baseman stretched for the ball, and it bounced and he missed it. And he said, a good first baseman catches that ball 95% of the time. Mm-hmm. Now, eight of Volpe's errors were like that. They should have caught it most of the time, really. They really should have.
Mario, what
but
I'll
that,
say
I'm not
is,
saying that's okay.
And I went to three games this week. I'm in the stadium. I sit in so many sections. I talk to so many people. It's in everybody's head. So it's in the first baseman's heads, too, that, like, okay, oh, the ball gets hit to Volpe. Oh, here, I got to get set up. All right, my foot's on the bag. Oh, is this ball going to be in the dirt? Hit him in the chest. I'd rather see this guy airmail the ball now because it's like.
No, I know.
Make it easy to end the damn game. Make it easy. And you're right. Like, these should be scooped. But you have Ben Rice, who's not really a first baseman, and you have Paul Goldschmidt, oldie but goldie. He's a little bit old. It's not like we have, you know, Freddie Freeman over there. It's not like we have even a Pete Alonso over there or a Keith Hernandez, Mark Teixeira, Don Mattingly. Thanks for the call, Mario. 888-808-1019. Make the throw. okay, if the first baseman should make that scoop 95% of the time, the same thing they were saying was like, yo, every shortstop in Major League Baseball makes that play to end the game 99% of the time. It is in everybody's head. Volpe is in his head. It's in the head of the first baseman. Like, they put Goldie in as a defensive replacement last night, and I laughed. I'm like, it's not much of an upgrade. He can make the same mistakes that Ben Rice has made scooping the ball. Make it easier. Hit him in the chest. I know Volpe can do it. I've seen it 100 times more. But it's like, and that's why I asked the Yankees, fix it, man. Fix it. Fix it. Do something, please. Like, it's every night. We escaped today without one, I believe. But, like, it's got to end. And I hope that's the end. I hope that's the end because Yankee Stadium is a tough place to play. Yankee Stadium is unforgiving. There are fans there that are ready to eat their own, ready to boo, ready to jump all over Anthony Volpe, and we don't need it. And he can avoid that by just, like, you have the mechanics and the fundamentals. We've seen you do it. We've seen you be a Gold Glove shortstop. Get back to that. Don't think so much. It's got to be natural, fluid, one motion. Get the ball, throw it to first base, and not in the dirt. Throw it in the air. The end. Robbie and Lennox back on the fan. Hello again, Robbie.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Thanks for taking the call. So, I guess I'm a guy who is satisfied with the relief pitcher aspect of it. But again, I'll say this a million times. Now, you just told me that they got Caballero from Tampa. Is that true?
Yeah, Jose Caballero. He's a shortstop, second baseman, third baseman. He's super fast. We've seen him a bunch.
Yeah. Right. I was thinking of the three Caballeros, you know, the cartoon. But so we saw him last night, right? I've seen him the last couple of years playing for Tampa Bay. And I'm glad he's a stolen base guy. Now, the question for me is that, is he the answer to the leadoff hitter situation? Is that a guy who's going to bat first, or is he going to play? He's a utility guy, right? So he's going to fill in, is what we're saying. He's a fill in guy that's going to play multiple positions. Kind of like, you know, we talked about with a few weeks ago when you and I discussed Castro with the Twins. So, but again, I'll say this, and I don't know if Stephen Kwan was available. I think that was just a bunch of BS, quite frankly, with Stephen Kwan going anywhere because, like, he wasn't traded, right?
Yeah, the price was too high. Stephen Kwan didn't go anywhere.
What was the price? So Spencer Jones is not up at the big club, so we don't know what he is now, right? We don't know what he is. And also, obviously, the young shortstop, they're not going to part with him. So basically, again, Cashman didn't do exactly what I felt he should do, which is the same thing, and to try to change the construction of this lineup. Keith, I don't care how many times he makes trades for relief pitchers, he will never learn to try to change the construction of this lineup. You still have swing and miss guys, and who the hell is Slater? This is what we go out and get some fourth-rate Slater. A.C. Slater from Saved by the Bell, is that what we got?
Yeah, he's just going to hang out. Thanks for the call, Robbie. Somebody had to call and, you know, not really exactly know who we got and complain about it. That's okay. Caballero, he doesn't have the average or the OPS to really be a leadoff hitter. I think they like Trent Grisham. You saw Ben Rice leading off. I don't think they got him to be a leadoff hitter. Austin Slater is just, I think, insurance for if Judge can't return to the outfield. Do you guys want to see Giancarlo Stanton in the outfield? They're not calling Spencer Jones up. It's 8 o'clock. We got a break. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan. We'll be right back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.